Today, we will read Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 19. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Lord, help us to see you in a new way. Help us to clearly understand what it is that you are saying to us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke 17, verses 1 through 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant, when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit to eat'? Won't he rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink.' Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise up and go. Your faith has made you well." All right. In today's reading, we begin with several different teachings of Jesus. And so let's look at what he teaches. In the first 3 verses, Jesus warns us to be careful. We must be careful how we live. I need to make sure that what I am doing is not causing other people to sin. I need to make sure that my actions don't cause other people to fall into sin, to fall away from God. If I am doing things that cause others to sin, it is bad for them and bad for me. Now, a sin that is just my own is one thing, it's bad. But a sin that brings other people away from God as well is, I think, even worse. If my sin causes other people to sin as well, That's bad. I need to be very careful that I do not lead other people away from God. My call is to lead people to God, not to do things that would cause other people to fall. And that's what he means when he talks about stumbling. That I do something that others see that causes them to fall down in their walk with God. So I must be careful what I do. I must be careful what I say and the life that I live, that I am not leading people away from God or doing things or saying things that cause them to fall, that cause them to sin. Now, if a brother or sister does sin, and that sin affects me, Jesus calls me to forgive. And this is difficult. When people sin against me, my initial human reaction is to hold it against them, to be angry with them, and to not forgive. But Jesus calls us to forgive again and again and again. Even if they do the same thing 7 times in one day and say, "Oh, I'm sorry," I need to forgive them. Now, there are other places in the Bible that I think almost go beyond this and encourage us to forgive even if they don't repent and say, "I'm sorry." So what does this mean, though? What does it mean to forgive? I think it means to let go of our anger, let go of our bitterness, let go of our hatred towards them. Does it mean that we are always going to trust them, that we are going to forget about it? Maybe not. If I am with somebody and they continually hit me and beat me, I can forgive them, but I may want to start finding other places to be so that I am not around them hitting me and beating me. If I am around someone who is continually stealing from me, I need to let go of the anger and the hatred and the bitterness towards them. But I may want to be careful with my possessions around them and realize, okay, this person might take this if I'm not careful, and I may not trust them with certain things. But the attitude, that so there are two sides. Yes, I forgive them, but I'm not stupid to let them continue to do what's wrong. I try to set up barriers and boundaries so that they cannot continue in sin, but my attitude towards them should not allow bitterness and anger and resentment to take hold. And that's where many people struggle, and I struggle with this sometimes, that I should not allow a bad attitude of unforgiveness to always cloud my view. Why? Because it hurts me. As I forgive them, as I let it go, it washes away those bad negative feelings. Now, why do I forgive? Well, for one thing, Jesus commands it. He tells me that I must forgive. But also, I forgive because I remember that God has forgiven me. You see, every single wrong thing that I do is against God. And when I do something wrong towards someone else, I am doing something wrong towards God's child, towards another one of the ones that he has made. And so I am both breaking his laws and also hurting his people. And so I need to remember that God has forgiven me. And yet, Why don't I forgive others as God forgives me? And so when people do wrong to me, and this is hard, this is very difficult, but when people do wrong to me, I need to forgive them as I have been forgiven. Now, next he talks about faith, challenging us to have faith, and that if we have faith in God, even things that seem impossible can happen. And that's encouraging, that as I have faith and follow God to obey God, God can do things through my life that seem impossible. Next, he talks about our duties and what we need to do as followers of God. And he gives the example of a servant, that when you have a servant, a worker for you, that is their job. We would not invite them in and say, hey, come on in, and you stop doing your job and come sit down and eat. But instead, we expect them to do their job, to serve us, and then they can eat when they're done. Kind of like if you went to a restaurant and you have a server, you're not going to expect them to come and sit down and eat with you. No, their job, you're paying them to bring you your food to take care of you. And if they were to sit down and ignore your needs, you wouldn't be very happy with them. In the same way, God has given us expectations. He has given us a job to do. And we are to be doing it. We are to be doing what he has assigned us to do, and not expect some sort of great, yay, look at him, he's obeying God, but realizing he has saved us. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's my duty, my job. Now, God does give rich rewards, and he is pleased when we follow and obey him. And in many ways, he is a servant to us. But it just reminds me that I should always be going about God's work, not being lazy and leaving it for somebody else to do. In the end of today's reading, there's a story that I think is important to remember. And there are these 10 men who have a skin disease that's very bad, very contagious, and it actually leads them to be outcasts, that they are stuck outside of society. And Jesus heals them. Jesus says the word and tells them, go, show yourself to the priests, which is what would happen if they were healed. Go and be clean. And so they start to go. And while they are obeying him, while they are doing what he told them to do, they become well. God takes away the sickness. One of them, interestingly, only one of them says, I've been healed, and goes back to thank Jesus and praise God. He was a Samaritan, not even a Jew. Now, Jesus says, where are the others? Why didn't they come back? And there was no reason given for why they didn't come back. But he reminds the man, go. Your faith has made you well. Now, as I read the story, I am challenged. And I ask myself, how often do I take the gifts of God for granted? I think it is too often that God gives me great things. God does wonderful things in my life. He answers prayer. Many times before I even realize I have a need, he's already given it. And yet, am I grateful? Do I go to God and thank him? And yes, I do. But probably not as often as I should. There are probably many times when God has been wonderfully kind to me that I didn't even recognize it. That I was just like, oh, yay, and didn't stop to think, oh, God did this. Every good thing in life is from God. We need to be thankful. We need to be going to Him and praising Him and thanking Him for the good things He has done. Lord, I pray that today You would help us to live a life that is worthy of You. Lord, live a life that does not cause other people to fall away from You. Help us to live a life that actually leads people toward You, but doesn't create stumbling blocks, things for other people to fall on. Lord, help us to forgive as others do wrong to us. Help us to forgive them as You have forgiven us. Lord, finally help us to be thankful. Help us to see the good things that You do for us on a daily basis, and then thank You and praise You for them. Lord, we pray all of this in Your name. Amen.